Okay, you still got a 60% chance of some showers hanging around, and, you know, at least around here locally, wasn't a lot of rain, but, you know, it fell at the right rate so that it didn't run off any.
Got a half inch at Casa de Cayo.
Did you? I hadn't checked this morning. I don't have a rain gauge. I go down the street.
Oh, I'm that dork.
Yeah.
You put a bottle cap out on the fence post.
Yeah, but there's no way to know exactly. No, that's...
I'm just seeing if there's water in the bottle cap.
Yeah, there's one nearby down the road that I got to stop and get out to read, which I'm too lazy to do. The other one, which is on the other side of the neighborhood, I can drive by and look at that one.
Or could you gauge it by, like, how deep the wetness goes up on your dachshunds?
We got a bowl. Actually, we have a bowl in the backyard on the patio that's very unscientific. You know, we know that if that overflows, then we've gotten an inch of rain, but it didn't overflow. But, again, a little bit of rain, but some folks got a lot of rain, I know, up in Booger County.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think they got about 4 inches of rain in right there around the Franklin and Hearn areas this weekend, so that's good for them. Every little bit counts at this point in the game, that's for sure. All right, so
absolutely.
Where do you go on your honeymoon? Well, Larry Allen Austin spent his in prison.
Oh, no.
Sent there after pleading guilty to a firearm charge, and the judge who sentenced him was the same man who married him.
Oh, no.
Yes, indeed. Larry, who's from Oklahoma City, pled guilty to a firearms charge, sentenced to 4 years in prison. The judge then presided over a marriage ceremony for the man and his longtime girlfriend, who you got two children with, was in attendance. Larry's attorney said that Larry raised the woman's two boys and doesn't want to lose contact with them. Yeah, marrying Mama was the only way that the children would be able to visit him.
At least he's trying to do the right thing.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and get married, because then the children can come visit you in prison.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that's
he's
true.
He's doing the right thing by his woman.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Together,
we got a lot of info.
Because, I mean, I know you want your children to grow up with the images stopping by and signing in to go see their father while he's in prison.
Well, I'd rather see my dad in jail than not see a dad at all.
I guess. Yeah.
Never too early for a metal detector.
Oh,
it's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi. Stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
12th man, do you want to see an Aggie football game at Kyle Field? Tickets are available for South Carolina State, Arkansas, Sam Houston State, and Missouri. Get your tickets now to keep the sellout streak alive at Kyle Field. For ticket information, log on to AggieAthletics.com or call the 12th Man Foundation Ticket Center. Toll free, 1-888-99-AGGIE. That's 1-888-99-AGGIE. Aggie football, gig 'em.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW, really excited. Probably won't do it today, but later this week.
Wait, you're really excited?
I really am. I'm excited because we're going to get a chance to play the South Carolina State fight song once again.
Oh, is that your favorite?
Well, no, I don't know about that, but what we always do is the week that we're playing somebody certainly at home is we want to make sure that the fans at Kyle Field are familiar with the song when the other team's band plays it. Now, I don't know that South Carolina State's band will be making the trip from Orangeburg, South Carolina, wherever that happens to be. But
South
if they
Carolina.
Are, yeah, in South Carolina. But if they are, then we want you to recognize the song. The other thing that we'll do is we will recite the words of the song, maybe the three of us in unison. I'm not sure.
Oh, awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
But, I mean, if you'll think about most fight songs, if you just say the fight song lyrics rather than sing them, they're really not that significant. You know what I'm saying in most cases? But we'll do that later on this week. In the meantime, it's National Constitution Day, and this is also the birthday of the Air Force.
Oh, cool.
All right. Who else has birthdays?
Alexander Ovechkin.
I don't know him.
You probably do and don't know it. Left winger for the Washington Capitals.
Oh, well, of course. Another one of those Russian hockey players. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's 25. Yeah. Old five-time Mr. NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson, 37.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, one I know you know, Dougie Fresh is 46 today.
Oh, and we're at work. I can't imagine. Yeah.
Paula Jones, you may remember her with Mr. Clinton.
Uh-huh.
She's 46.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Clash.
And you don't know. Now, let's wait. Let's see if Kat knows who Kevin Clash is.
Recognize his name.
No, do you?
52 years old.
Yeah, but 52? Let's remember, guys, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I kind of have lived under a rock.
Well,
so
no, but,
whether
yeah.
uh-huh. people that are my age would normally know who that is,
yeah.
it's. I mean, I have nothing to do with that.
Oh,
so
okay.
don't feel old.
Okay.
I just have lived under a rock.
Go ahead. You can tell her now.
Elmo from Sesame Street.
Oh, I should have known
that. That's why we laid that at your feet.
I knew
see.
It sounded familiar.
He is, in fact, the highest paid Muppeteer.
Really?
Yeah, because he's got a piece of the action.
Smart man.
All the merchandising stuff. And, you know,
smart man.
Elmo, they do that. All right.
Kevin, Rita Rudner, 59 today.
Uh-huh.
Phil Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
The Zen-like basketball
mm-hmm.
coach.
Yeah.
67. And Elvira, mm-hmm. Mistress of the Dark.
Cassandra Peterson, real name, huh?
61 years old today.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Kyle Chandler, you may remember him from Friday Night Lights, be 47. And another, David Souter, who was a Supreme Court justice and, like, lives in this little ramshackle house down a gravel road up in New England.
Really?
Well, yeah, he's a minimalist. He really is.
Is it a haunted house?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, he just kind of hangs out there, shuffles around, and probably watches the Today Show every morning.
Sounds like Theodore Kaczynski.
Well, no, I don't think dangerous like that. But and also, Charles Martinet is 57 today. Do you know Charles Martinet?
No.
Yeah, you do. He's the voice of Mario and Luigi.
Oh, Mario.
Yeah, all the Super Mario games.
No kidding.
He's the guy who does the voice. Once again, he's pretty much clipping coupons.
And how old is that guy?
He's 57, but, you know, he's probably got enough money. He'll be okay. It's
now, sorry.
That's where I go.
Was he also the voice of Mario in the infamous cartoon?
Well, now that I can't tell you. I mean, all I can tell you is what I've got written here, and I act like I, you know, I say it like I know what I'm talking about.
Well, so. You do know what you're talking about.
I mean,
about.
I know that Mario is a guy who's got a big mustache, and he wears
Mario.
A goofy hat, and he jumps over stuff. Is that right?
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, there you go.
Waking up on the right.